Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Romeo, my name is Catherine Bosgarten, and your firm is charging me $49.89 a month for a service I never wanted. Now, I called last month when I saw the charge on my bank statement, and this month they did send me a refund of $45, but they also charged my account again.
Can we get started by getting your zip code?
Sure. It's 28805.
And can you state your name?
My first name is Catherine with a K, and the last name is spelled B-O-S-C-A-R-D-I-N.
And can you verify your address?
305 Piney Mountain Drive, Apartment D for David 1, Asheville, North Carolina, 28805.
Yes, ma'am, and it does show that your account was canceled and you haven't been billed since your account been canceled.
I'm being billed a second time, yes, after I canceled the account.
It shows that you canceled that account on February the 22nd, and the last time we billed you was on February the 14th, ma'am.
Well, I did, but I've got my new bank statement, and apparently on February 15th, they charged my account again.
And, ma'am, you called in to cancel your account on February the 22nd. That was billing before you called in to cancel your account.
Well, I'm not sure. Actually, I didn't write down the dates of the telephone calls.
Yes, ma'am,
but,
and we notate them in our system.
All right, I've been charged twice, and I got one refund. I want a second refund, obviously.
Yes, ma'am, and we could only issue that latest charge, ma'am.
Excuse me?
We could only issue the latest charge.
But what are you talking about, the late fees charge?
We got you refunded for everything that we could refund you for, ma'am.
No, I did not. You charged my account last month. I don't know the exact date. I'm not. And I called and said I never wanted this. I had no idea that they were going to send me this. This was a deceptive offer through my local drugstore, CVS. And they said, okay, well, we'll give you a refund of $45. And it's, the refund is dated 2/23. The charge is dated, the charge was made on February 15th, and the refund was made on 2/23. But they have charged my account again. Don't you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. You were billed on February the 14th, which you were refunded for.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me get out the other statement. You have charged me twice, not just that one time. You have charged me twice.
In January the 14th also, ma'am? That was the first charge?
Yes, that's right. And I'm assuming that the refund of $45 was based on that because I had called to say I had no idea, I have no interest in this purchase. And now you've charged me again. I thought it was all over. Why would they charge me again?
No, ma'am. You called in on February the 22nd, and by the time you called in, you were already billed twice, so they got you refunded for that latest charge.
Okay, my question is, are they going to refund me again now?
No, ma'am.
Another $45? Well, why would they be charging me for something I did not want and called in January to tell them so? Are they going to continue to charge me with this?
Your account is canceled, ma'am.
So you're telling me they charged me $49.50 for absolutely nothing?
For being enrolled into that meal plan app?
After I called in to cancel it? What is this?
Your account is canceled?
Yeah. Well, then, what was my account canceled as of what date?
February the 22nd, and you were billed way before the 22nd, ma'am.
All right. Well, they've billed me again. And I don't understand why they would bill me again when I called, and immediately upon getting my statement and telling them I didn't even know what the devil it was for.
Ma'am, you haven't been billed since you called into council.
What are you saying? I haven't been billed for what?
You have not been billed since you called in to cancel your account.
All right. Well, they have charged me twice for something I did not want. And so I'm calling to say I want another refund of $45 because they've charged me $49 and whatever the cents is twice. Don't you understand that? And they've only given me one refund.
And that is a reoccurring charge that if you did not call back to council, it was going to keep billing you every month. Yes, ma'am, and so we could only get you refunded that latest charge.
I talked to them on the 18th, or right in January. So they are charging me $49.89 for absolutely nothing? Is that what you're telling me?
As I stated before, you're being enrolled into that meal planning out, ma'am.
Let me talk to someone in charge there. Let me talk to a superior. Because this is ridiculous.
And we do all follow the same protocol, and I am more than capable enough of taking this call right now. And that latest refund is all we can do for you, ma'am.
Are you going to continue to charge me?
Your account is canceled. You're not getting billed any further. You have not been billed since you canceled your account, ma'am.
Well, I talked to them in January. Obviously, I have.
If you were going to get billed again, you would have got billed today. Today is March. You canceled your account in February. You have not been billed
now,
since
I'm going
February.
To call my bank. So in other words, they're charging me for absolutely nothing. They're charging me $49. And
being enrolled into that meal plan app, ma'am.
I enrolled in what?
You were enrolled into that meal planning app.
And I have no idea how that happened. I did not want that. That is absolutely was done by in error. I had no interest in that whatsoever. And I told them that. I am furious. What is the name of this organization?
We are a third-party call center.
Well, what's the name of this organization? Prime Trendy Gadgets?
That's the billing name of that product. We are a third-party call center. We don't give out our name due to security reasons.
Also, I would say because of possible criminal activity.
No, ma'am, those are valid charges.
Well, I will get a hold of this Prime Trendy Gadgets and see what I can do. But if I am charged, well, I'm going to call my bank and tell them under no circumstances to ever pay any fees.
And is there anything else I can
assist? I should have done that in the first place.
And is there anything else I can assist you with today?
I had no idea I would have this kind of a problem. This is outrageous. And I'm also going to contact CBS.
Yes, ma'am. Take all actions you feel is necessary. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, I want to talk to your superior. You must have someone.
And we do all follow the same protocol, and I am more than capable enough of taking this call right now.
I'll get your superior anyway, sir.
One moment. One moment. One moment.